now that your mind is calm and clear, just gradually relax as everything unimportant fades away for a short while. We're just going to be watching a little play. A play about you and your mind and your body. Relax and enjoy as these words just slip slowly, deeply down under your skin, making it so much easier to feel the sensations they talk about, place of what you'd usually feel, to see the images they speak of, in place of what you'd usually see. And somewhere, deep in the back of your mind, you know what these words speak of, even before they are spoken. Words of music, melodies, and instruments filling your mind. You feel musical and magical, and a love for lyres and harps. Just let yourself relax into them as you feel the changes slowly, surely wash over you. You walk across the wooden stage, holding your wire with your magic. The audience watches, waiting to be dazzled. You sit on the small musician's stool, holding your lyre in your hooves. You are surrounded by other instruments, harps and guitars and mandolins. Your horn lights up, glowing a nice golden color, like the shiny surface of the lyre. You pluck the strings of the beautiful instruments, creating wonderful music. It is full of high notes and low notes, flowing together in perfect harmony. You are in your element. Music is what you desire. Feel as your fingers and your toes slowly start to smooth together, becoming covered in a sturdy yet smooth covering as they become your new hooves, as they merge together, four, then three, then two, until all that remain are your beautiful hooves. They're a soft, seafoam green color. You realize what a pretty and wonderful color it is, as the bones in your legs twist and bend to give you the hind legs of a pony. So easy to just give in and let your body and mind get what they desire, as your arms too reshape, remold, that you can comfortably stand on four legs. Feelings of swiftness, of music and brilliance. You realize how talented you really are. Second to none, overly ambitious, you pay great attention to detail. Even total strangers know of your works. You take pride in getting the grade, the praise of your audiences, the companionship of your friends. Your musical knowledge is vast. There's a passion, absolute ecstasy, that fills your heart to truly be like and be a pony. Smart and talented, with quick reflexes and great curiosity, it feels like something completely and totally natural to you. As simple as breathing in and out. Creative, musical, and fun-loving. These are strange sensations, different from what you may normally feel in daily life. But at the same time, you feel a happiness, an understanding that somewhere in your mind, you do indeed enjoy these changes. Something about them calms your nerves, seals your senses, where it feels so easy and bright. Just let them come onward. Feel as the changes pass over your rear, slowly causing it to expand becoming softer, fuller, rounder. Your legs are only slightly wider apart. It does feel somewhat good deep down in your mind for your body to experience these changes, different from daily life, but welcome all the same. Another quick twinge goes to the base of your spine as a long, soft tail sprouts delicately out of it, swishing back and forth to complement your new pony backside. It is a soft, mint green color, the white highlight, making you happy. You can't help but to enjoy the sensations. You can't help but wonder what will come next. As the change creeps ever closer to your head, passing over your neck, as your voice becomes a more sociable, friendly, and bright feminine voice. Feel as the hair on your head spills outward, growing longer, softer, down the back of your neck, and over your new pony shoulders. Several white streaks shoot through it like lightning bolts. A lovely, flowing mint green and white mane for you to wear with pride as your ears stretch outwards, upwards, becoming pointed mare ears. These are your new ears. They're covered in a soft, almost felt fur that warms and comforts you as they move to catch the slightest noise around them. When you are happy or interested in something, you will be perky and upright. When you are sad or tired, you will lay to the side. It feels so amazing, absolutely amazing, to be scratched behind your new pony ears. Just a bit in front of your ears, on the center of your forehead, feel a small bump forming. This is the beginning of your new horn. As it starts to grow, you start to remember the story. That first time you came from Canterlot to Ponyville, the day you met your best friend Bon Bon, it was a clear afternoon. You packed your belongings and got on a train to a small town called Ponyville. You wanted to relax and get away from the hustle and bustle. You were young then, fresh out of music academy. You had sat next to a cream-colored mare, an earth pony, cobalt blue and pink mane and tail. You had made small talk, essentially launching into friendly conversations. You two became so close, eventually, that you decided to move in together. Bon Bon lived in your candy shop at Ponyville, a small cottage with living space on the second floor. You have continued to live there, even though it's sometimes hard. The horn growing steadily from your head, a beautiful, powerful unicorn horn. Extending to its tip, the word fills you with a twinge of excitement as it continues to grow until it is eventually fully formed with a slight spiral to its features. A spiraled unicorn horn. Just as you've always visualized, it is the same seafoam green as your sturdy hooves. Just as you've always wanted. I wonder if you can feel a tingling from your new horn. Feel its power surge deep in your mind, coming to you so effortlessly. To accompany this, you feel a soft yet firm pulling sensation in your mouth as your jaw pulls outward into your new muscle. Your face extending out so naturally, forming that lovely head. You can feel your eyes changing with your head, extending out so gently. Your iris changing color to a lovely yellow-orange color. Your eyelashes growing out steadily, lengthening into lovely feminine lashes. I wonder if you can pat them ever so gently, feeling those soft, gentle lashes on your skin. A lovely pony head for a talented pony. And as the tickling sensation spreads over every facet of your skin, you feel soft, short fur covering your entire body, leaving you with an entire equine form. The fur on your flanks, your cutie mark, mark of your true talent. It fills you with joy. A lovely seafoam green unicorn. Already, your mind feels such thoughts filling it, relaxing it. You feel a bit skeptical and curious of your new body. Enjoy it regardless. Even as you speak, the voice is a feminine one, showing no hints of who you used to be. You can feel your new body, see your new body, imagine all the sensations as you walk around on your hooves. The four-legged gait and swishing tail, the pointed ears, the beautiful, powerful horn, and creative, friendly, cheerful feelings, the curved muscle and smooth fur, all yours to enjoy and play in. And you know you can go back to this state anytime you choose. All you have to do is speak one little phrase. I'm a lyrical pony. And whenever you say, I'm a lyrical pony, you will feel every change I described return to the surface, changing you back to the musical pony from the person you were instantly. For the changes you've made are always here. They're now a part of you, as much a part of you as your heart and mind. And there may be times you can't be the creative little pony, and the person you were may be required for some reason or another. And when you know that will be the case for you, then all you need is one little phrase. Revert to normal. And whenever you say, revert to normal, every change here will melt away, going dormant, until the next time you can be the fun-loving little pony you truly want to be. And every time you return to this state, by saying, I'm a lyrical pony, it'll feel even more natural for you, more attractive, each trip into the body and mind of this talented, musical pony.